Okay, so welcome to a blind tasting of smoked salmon in the Burren Smokehouse in County Clare, Liz Dunvarna in Ireland. By the way, they are part of the slow food movement, I can tell you, by the way. Okay, what are these
okay,
three different ones?
Here.
Okay, and you're not going to tell me what it is? And we're each going to try it, guys? Have you got notes, Jonathan Arm, for taking tasting notes? Or we'll record them all live on audio. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Now we're digging into smoked salmon.
It's got a lovely
bit of salt in it. So it's got a real cut through there, right?
It's got
a bit of a bite though. It isn't melt in your mouth. It's actually your teeth get into it, and you can kind of, any comments, Jonathan Arm, on that one?
It's very gentle. The smoke in it, and then it's got It has got a little bit of bite. It has got a bit of a crunch, but there's a melt in your mouth. There's a real creaminess to it.
How about you?
It's not as creamy as some smoked salmons I've had. I much prefer ones with a bit of kick. What's your comments?
It's amazing texture. It just slides with the palate. Really delicate. Delicious.
Well,
okay.
And oil
actually,
in a good way.
Is this the one we've just tasted?
No, that's the second one.
Okay, that's number one. Hang on, guys.
Okay.
You've got to remember how much you're giving that out of 10. You go up or down from there.
Okay,
we're on to the second one.
Yeah.
The big issue is, as far as I'm concerned, the big issue is...
Have you already had the second one?
Jonathan?
Ooh, very different texture.
Oh, I like that. That has a lot of depth in that flavour. What do you think, Tanya? What would you give?
There's something else going on in there.
I think that's rotten apples on top
with
a bit of
petrol.
With a little bit of petrol and bicycles, right? I think that's definitely got a bit of bicycle wheel in it. Huh? That wood was left to lie fallow. That was left right, and it rained a lot that day.
I'm preferring the second.
No
one.
Leaves. It's wood with leaves. What do you
so
think?
So far.
I'm thinking.
You're non-committal, Jonathan. Non-committal.
Okay. I've got relativities now. We're moving on to third. We're tasting four in all. Oh my God! It is a good job we're not having a pint of Guinness in between each lot of smoked salmon. I'd love a glass of water. I would love a glass of water because
I'm very different.
Don't say anything now. I don't want to be influenced. I just want to know. We're getting a little drop of water. Or just a bit of tap water, anything at all. Just a quick mouth. I'm a real poser. I like to do the proper tasting with the edge. I belong to the Gary Vaynerchuk school of doing tasting. You absolutely say this is definitely... the last one was bicycle seat mixed with rotten leaves, right? I'm keen to see how this one goes. We're about to have a glass of water.
Clare
Springs Water. We're getting Clare spring water. Actually, is this cold, but is this dry smoked or is this wet? Is this wet cured? Is this cured?
Yeah.
Or
dry
it's
cured.
Right.
Dry cured.
What water do you? Oh, it's dry cured. Right. Okay.
Yeah. I was. Normally doing dry cured with the salmon.
Right.
The Charlton Mackerel or wet
cured. Right. So there's no water in the curing.
Clear
right.
No.
Okay. This is clear the palate. I will swallow this water though. Okay, lovely. This is going to definitely make this one...
Paul's number three.
Oh, number three now. Here you go.
Zoom back in here so you can see him.
Oh, this is getting difficult. I think this has a tiny bit of alcohol somewhere around it. I'm not sure where, but it seems to be flavoured by... Okay, I can... Immediately, there's less salt and more... I think there's been something that's been in oak barrels. It could be cured with something. That's got a sweetness, a certain kind of sweetness. God, it's gorgeous, though. I could serve any of these three. Have you decided this is going to be ridiculous?
This is extremely difficult.
I have decided which...
Yeah. This is number
last
four.
One, number four. Have more water.
Oh, no, I had a little bit more.
Do you want
a
tiny
more? No, I have some more.
All right, we're into more water. This is the last one, unfortunately.
Well, on the cold smoke.
On the cold smoke, okay.
On the choice of hot smoke.
One of these, can I ask you, is one of these wild salmon?
Yes.
Right, okay.
That's got more. There's more salt or sharpness for me.
Saltier.
Okay.
Now, the wild salmon that we have, it's River Port.
It's what?
River caught
wine salmon, yeah. Right. With lines or nets? Nets? River line or net?
Net.
Net caught, right. Okay, great. Legally caught? Legally caught? Sustainable wild salmon?
Yes.
Okay, well, I know which one is my favourite. And I know which one I think is the... And I'm going to stick my neck out. Have you decided which one you think is the wild salmon?
There's two options. One, which is your favourite, because everyone's entitled to personal favourite.
Yeah.
And then, which do you think is the wild?
Yeah.
Do you think that's a good, fair? Yeah.
Well, for me, the easiest decision of all was to eliminate the last one, right? That is my least favourite. Right?
Okay.
It may be, I don't think... For me, the second last one was the wild one and is my favourite, I think, if I had to put myself up against...
Last one favorite,
are you also, or what are you?
I'd say the wild salmon is the second one.
Okay, you're saying it's second, okay.
Second.
And which
and
is your favourite?
Yeah, exactly.
The second one.
The second one as well.
Okay. Tanya, what's yours?
I think my... Oh, it's tough. My favourite is between the second and the third one, I think. Followed closely by the first. The
wild... Precision, yeah.
Yeah, extreme precision.
Yeah.
Oh,
come on. You have the deciding vote now.
I think number two for the wild.
So, okay, so two of them say that the second one was the wild one, and I'm saying the third one was the wild one. And go on. What's the right answer?
So we started with the Lough Swilly Donegal Silver. Okay.
And a lovely bit of salt.
Actually,
I love that.
It was actually very... freshly smoked, so it wasn't comparative in a way. I just took that, basically it's come out of the oven yesterday, cooled down and sliced.
Does it change a bit as it comes out? Does it cool down? Yeah.
Does the texture change much when it's...
I think it changes after a while. It dries out a little bit. Now that was very moist. Yeah, it's very moist. So. Mm. Then we went on to the honey whiskey fennel marinated salmon that has first been filleted, salted, marinated with real ingredients, so a bit of lemon juice, the honey, it's brushed on, and then fresh herbs, always fresh herbs, fresh fennel on top.
It was gorgeous. It was gorgeous.
And the honey is natural sugar, so it balances.
Where do you get the honey?
The honey would be organic. We have to have organically certified. Unfortunately, that we have organically certified products that we can buy in Ireland, but it's not from Ireland because there's no honey organically certified, unfortunately.
Really?
No.
There's so little honey,
I suppose. Like honey in Ireland is gold dust. Whatever has been produced is, you know, just sold like that. It's premium product. We do have, you know, a few jars that we get in from local producers, and I kind of pick them here and there as I travel, you know, because it's very difficult to get hold of us. So
my sister has a hive, a single hive in Clare. Yeah, yeah.
That's fantastic. Then we
number
have
three. This is the one
three,
I have my money on.
Which is actually the organic salmon, also without
but hang
the marinade.
On. It's not the wild one.
It's not the wild one.
I was wrong. No. Go on.
The wild one is the last. That's River Court Wild, and you have the one that we opened was there's a very mineral flavor.
Yes.
And that is from the river. You know, it can depend on,
that was the
right?
Telt. Yeah.
So, it can. You know, not all of the fish are like that, but some of them are. They're extreme. A lot of minerals. I'd love to get a fish. I've been offered from some Cork fishermen.
Blackwater.
No, just actually the mouth of the River Lee. So again, they wouldn't have entered to get fish from the sea, so to say.
No, the mouth of the River Lee.
Yeah.
Look, we'll get some guys down in Cork. We'll get them to string a net across the Lee tomorrow. How many do you want?
There has been a problem. I mean, I was going to buy in 200 for the season. I think I've got 20 so far. But there have been a problem with the salmon fishing, wild salmon fishing season, with too much water. And it hasn't been good for the draft netters. They haven't been able to go out. They haven't caught any... there's been a good lot of rod fishing going on, and they've passed by and up the river, but they haven't been able to, you know, set out the nets and catch them. So, but it, I'd say come as a late season, and the wild salmon fishermen hope they can get an extra extended licensing for maybe an extra couple of weeks in August. So we'll,
in late season, are the salmon coming down the river, or are they going up the river?
Well, I think most everything is coming up the river that they catch.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Well, there we are. Not one of us identified the wild salmon.
But I think
salmon,
the wild
right?
salmon, it is tricky that it is, you know, you don't expect it to be so mineral.
It was the mineral, most different from the others. Yeah. I feel I should have guessed that, but anyway, I didn't. So
I tried to tell, you know, I tried to say that, well, there is a lot of, you know, it's river court.
It did actually taste, and I think that's why I didn't like it, I have to admit.
It tasted like
it was very earthy.
That's what I'm.
Yeah.
That's
I suppose the aquatic equivalent of earthy is mineral. Yeah.
God,
that's
there we are.
It's from the river. That's the river.
Just
and I mean, it's amazing how it
eating.
Happens so fast as they go in, because they are still not traveled. The draft netters catch the fish not too far up. You know, so it happened. It must change.
Like
they flesh very fast. They must be affected by the
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, they've come in from the sea where they've been living for ages and a short period of time in fresh water.
Gives that, you know. Yeah. So we'll see.
Well, look, folks, there we are. I'm going home with some of the one I like best, number three. I'm going to buy some of number three.
Now, you're also going to have to taste some hot smoked with honey lemon and dill. It's been marinated with salt.
Oh, right. Well, we'll go straight onto that in the same audiobook, right?
The smoked salmon that you were tasting, they were smoked at 30 degrees Celsius for 16 hours, depending on the weather, of course. If it's a rainy day, it's longer smoking. If it's a sunny day, it's faster smoking.
How many sides of salmon do you put in to your smokery at the same time?
250.
250?
Yeah. So,
do you have any problem with supply?
Touch wood. Not yet. And I hope it will. We work very closely with our suppliers. We go and research them. I do footage of where we get our salmon from. So I've been doing some draft netting with my and with both.
Because you're a fisherwoman. You fished when you were young.
That's right.
You can go out with the guys.
Yeah.
Do many women do this?
I think there are quite a few. Yeah, quite a number. More than you think. And
my first wife was a fly fisherwoman. Mm-hmm. She used to fly fish.
It's a great sport. I mean, I'm not a fly fisherman, but I could easily become one. I mean, it's just a great
Robert
sport.
Redford, where are you, Robert? What about that film? What's it called?
The River.
What a... Hey, look, can we get back to tasting the...
hot smoked.
The hot smoked?
Yes. This particular hot smoked is organic, and it has been marinated with honey, lemon and dill. So again, you filleted the product first, you dry salt it, you wash off the salt, and then you baste it with the honey and lemon and then fresh dill on top of it. It's very important to use fresh herbs.
And where do you get your fresh dill from then? You must consume
again,
a lot of dill. Where do you get it?
It's from organic source, and we get it, it's locally grown. We have some great growers over in New Quay who grow organic for us, and also sometimes we get it from as far as up Galway, you know, but that's the close.
Do they grow it for you particularly, or do they grow it for lots of people?
No,
we
let them, they grow for a lot of people, but we let them know that we do need it, so they can build up a bit of stock for us.
Great.
Yeah.
Guys, I want to get back to it.
Yeah.
I want to get back to this. Come on, let's get a bit of this into us. Right, this is the warm stuff, or the hot smoke.
So it's smoked at 85 degrees Celsius. Scandinavian style.
Do people eat this as a starter?
You can eat it as a starter.
I know you can eat it any time, but yeah.
Mm. Oh, wow. Mm.
What, you're going to have one of everything?
No, I want to take them home.
Yeah, I mean... Now I'm still a cold smoke guy. I am the
That reminds me.
Well, you know, it's not that I don't like it, but I'm completely. I'm very, very already from childhood.
Person.
From childhood, you see, I'm kind of, you know,
I
need to eat a lot more of the hot smoke
to get
into it. Right? It's to me, it's a bit of an acquired. Actually, I got to ask you one thing about smoked salmon.
Sure.
You know how you get a side of smoked salmon And the debate about which is the best way to cut it, right? You to either cut it horizontally or vertically. What's your recommendation?
Again, it depends on how you want to serve it. I mean, it can be very nice just cut down straight.
Yeah.
You know, like you had it for your starter. That's the way Aiden does it. But you know, it covers more. If you're going to display it, I think it covers more space if you do it what we call a D cut. And
Yes.
I quite like that. You know, I can again different times. Like
I have just loved the sight of somebody with a piece of smoked salmon and a very sharp knife and cutting it straight down. I just love the idea of cutting deep into the meat as opposed to across in slivers. I just love that personally. I don't know.
Sure.
Just a sight I love. Anyway, look, thanks a million. We better now get on to buying.